This is Nate Harvey with Elite FPS, and you're listening to the Iron Dread Podcast.
Be like water. And then we had a conversation in class about, like, well, what does that mean?
All right, first of all, if you have the extra blue cheese. If you don't have extra blue cheese, don't even bring the plate over. I like the forearms more, you know, than the biceps. Mm-hmm. Put it right in, pull it right out. You get two bones. If you do it right, you do it right, like in New York, you only have two bones left.
Yep.
You're done. Yeah. With Notorious B.I.G., again, top tier. The dude was unbelievable. His lyrics, his flow, and his influence, I think, on the rap game, the hip-hop game at that time was unparalleled.
Whether it was a hokey story or not, but during the 2016 Olympic Games, I remember the commentators came out and they said, you know, this may be quite an interesting thing this year. The javelin Olympic champion in 2016 in Rio was a man who, when he was, at least this is how I remember the story, he said, well, how did you learn how to javelin? And the guy says, YouTube.
Yeah, that's where I kind of stumbled onto it. I was trying to see how Mike Allstott trained, because this dude was a freak. And I figured if I could lift like him, I could do the stuff he does. So I kind of, that's where I started researching that and found out that he was using chains. And then that kind of led me, kind of stumbled on some articles from Dave Tate and Louie.
The mentality of it, they feel like the guy across from them is faster. So they got to get their hips turned so they can mirror them and play more basketball. It's like, no, stay strong, use your strength and body, punch, sit down, and control the guy across from you. Because if he's faster than you, he's not stronger than you.
Oh, bone? Yeah, that's a little bougie. That's a little bougie. Yeah.
Buffalo-style chicken tenders.
Yeah. That's no good. That's out. That's soft. That's soft.
If you can't enjoy going to work, you shouldn't go there. You know? If you can't enjoy the people that you're around, you know, that just isn't something you need to be a part of. It's toxic, in fact. So, you know, you just have to move on.
You know, we're kind of all a sum total of everything we've done. But when we bump into each other's lives, no, we don't really know what that is. But I love finding out about people's stories.
You are listening to the Iron Dread Podcast.
And here we are, back live to record on Iron Dread Podcast, episode 71.
There we go.
71 installments. I'm sitting here with special guest, Miss Tanya Marsh.
How's it going?
A powerlifting coach over at Marcellus High School, Marcellus, Michigan. Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you were coming down to spend some time with us anyway.
Yep.
I've been wanting to bring the show back. And, you know, I like to have people on, such as yourself, that have a lot of experience in strength training and a lot of the things that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's got a good story to tell.
Sure.
So
yep.
That's a lot of what we like to do.
Awesome.
Our audience spans 7 different countries all over the place. A lot of our people here, a lot of our students listen to our podcast.
Good.
This one will be played in the weight room too. We put it on in the background, so
I love it.
we get that stuff going. So
good.
But we're here, and kind of standard to our show is we always start out with just tell us a little bit about yourself first. Okay. Like what's your story? Like what are you doing right now, and kind of how did you get to where you're at?
Gotcha. Perfect. All right, so like job-wise, like real-world job-wise, I'm a certified equine sports massage therapist, which means all the therapy we do on the human athletes, football players, baseball players, basketball players, that kind of thing, I do on the horses. Started that 18 years ago and has gone gangbusters since, which is amazing. It was supposed to be my stay-at-home mom job. Yeah, it's not. And then my daughter got into CrossFit in 2016-17, so just started to start doing CrossFit with her, and then CrossFit coach at Triple River wanted to know if she'd join the powerlifting team. Marcellus did not have a powerlifting team, so she went and trained with Three Rivers, and he asked if I'd be an assistant coach that year, and the rest is history. Kind of jumped in with both feet, and once I found powerlifting, I was like, ooh, I like that way better than dying. So
yeah.
So I love it. It's a sport I've absolutely fallen in love with. I'm not the best at it, but I love it. Absolutely love it.
It is for sure a good time. And for me, right, that was something that powerlifting came after becoming a strength coach. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, it obviously has its, yeah, its things where we go in and out. Mm-hmm. But for you, right, you're working both sides of the spectrum,
yep,
here, where mm-hmm, you're working and trying to make horses better.
Better athletes.
Better, yep, athletes. Mm-hmm. So that guys like me, when we go to Saratoga in New York,
exactly,
we don't just pay for hay, yeah, fully.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But then also you're working with kids and with adults and other people. And,
yep,
and that's, you know, part of the reason how we met through the Michigan High School Powerlifting Association.
Correct.
And we, yep, both sit on that board. Mm-hmm. And as we record this, we're gonna have a meeting with that board this afternoon.
Yep.
Here. So that's kind of where we're at with you, doing both sides, working both sides. Now, you also own your own gym.
I do own my own gym. Yep. Guard Dog Barbell started in 2020. It was a stick it to the man gym. It was, everybody and their brother was locked down. Both my kids were in sports. My daughter graduated in 2020, so we got to experience all that awfulness. But yeah, my son was still in sports as a football player, as a running back, a wrestler. At the time, he was running track, and then he switched to baseball his senior year. And I'm sitting there going, as a coach and as a mom, I can't just let my kid do nothing and then throw him out as a running back and hope he doesn't get hurt. Like, none of that made sense to me. So we kind of started throwing stuff around in our own house. I had private kids coming in individually. And then we're like, ooh, that's probably testing the insurance company too much. And we had, unfortunately, three different suicide awareness and attempts come through our email. And reached out to, we'll just say, local places and asked for help. And were told that there was really nothing they could do. We had to social distance, so, you know, we can't counsel these kids. And at that point, my husband and I looked at each other and were like, nope, that's not how this works. And I actually called a local farmer where I had boarded my horses for years and was trying to frantically think how to turn my horse barn into a gym. And when he heard what was going on, he goes, nope, that's not what we're doing. Meet me at the North Barn. I called him on a Thursday. We started moving things out of the barn on a Saturday, and we had our first lift the following week. And that's kind of how we came to be, is just local community going, nope, we've got to help these kids. We can't just let them just hope for the best. And it was a huge, the community part that was in on it was huge, to the point where I would come home and there'd be a blank check in the mail. I have no idea who it's from. Still to this day, don't know who it's from. Just let me know how much you spent. And we did not go crazy. Ours is literally a glorified home gym. And then one week we had a kid show up with a barbell and a set of weights, and we're like, here, because we started with our personal stuff. And it has grown from that. And it is, again, a glorified home gym. But we love it. It's home. We get to sling some heavy weights around. So
yeah, and you got, you know, talking with you and following your social media, mm-hmm, which we'll talk about at the end, if, yep, any of our guests want to follow you.
if they'd be like, oh, good Lord.
Hey, remember, right? Remember. Whatever, anybody that comes on this show, right, is entitled to their own opinions.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
I used to play a little disclaimer, but if I don't, mm-hmm, any of the opinions of any of the guests on the show are theirs and theirs alone.
That's right. That's
same right with mine.
Absolutely.
I might have ones that are different than others. This, mm-hmm, is the United States of America.
And that's why we get to do that.
We can have our own opinions.
And that's
opinions
why we sit across the table from each other and have discussions.
Yeah, we can still be friends and, absolutely, you know, disagree on certain things.
Yep.
It's fine,
yep,
with me. And that's the way it should be, yep, around the world. We get a, absolutely, lot more done that way.
You would.
My opinion.
100%.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But you also, like, you have, like, and not just, you know, I think you're downplaying this a little bit because you own a Conan's wheel.
I do.
Not every gym, especially a glorified home gym, has, yeah, strongman equipment.
That is true.
So do you have, is that something that you guys just like to play around with and have some fun with? Do you have athletes that compete, yep, in strongman?
I do. I compete.
You compete in strongman.
So I've only done a handful of competitions, and I made the mistake of the very first competition I did with Chris Baccio down in Columbus, Ohio. I didn't read the rules about if you were the only one in your weight class and your age group and you win it, that automatically puts you into the master's division. So I did one competition and shot myself in the foot. So yeah, thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. But yeah, so that's where it started. And I literally have my third competition that I've signed up for the end of the summer.
Coming up.
So it's stuff that I train with. I have to be real careful. I've injured my back twice. Mm-hmm. And so just there's certain things that I train and there's certain things I don't train. And if it happens to be in a competition, I just DQ it.
Yeah, because I mean, with strongman, it's the Wild West, right?
Yes, like, yes. You never whatever. Know what you're going to get. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We've taken kids to the Arnold Sports Festival a few times, and that's the big highlight, right?
Yeah.
You know, the Arnold Pro Strongman, and we go watch that, and some of our kids are just amazed.
They don't know what you get.
They've never seen it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were there in, what was it, 2019, when Hathor took 1100 to his knees and then lost it.
Yep.
Like, we were there for that. We were standing there.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It's just, I like to do that because I like kids to see world class strength. Athletes.
Absolutely.
It actually, every year, our state meet always falls on that weekend of the Arnold. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I want
to
change.
Then it does need to change. It also falls on wrestling.
Yeah, weekend. let that weekend be sacred for us to go to the Arnold.
To leave.
Right. I will coordinate a bus trip where everybody can come from this building to go.
There would be so many people that would go. My kids have begged for years to go, and it's always state weekend. It's a bugger.
It's a good time. But for you, like, and competing, like, for some of the people that might not be as familiar with strongman, like, what are some of these events that you're competing in?
So let's take a couple that I've done. Conan's Wheel is one, so that you're literally walking in a circle. You usually carry that in a front rack position and take that for a walk. Usually it'll be a designated weight for a designated time. Some of them will have you go up to a heaviest weight, see who can go around in one revolution, you know, at the heaviest weight. Similar to weight to powerlifting, where you're in a weight class as well. So weight class, you know, males, females, that kind of thing. My very first competition, I didn't have a Conan's Wheel to train with, so I trained Zercher squats, and I'll be dipped if they didn't translate. And so it was intimidating, but it was really good. And the strongman community is amazing as far as, oh, you haven't done this before? Let me quick coach you on this. And now here we are at a competition. They're going to coach you for 10, 15 minutes, give you some pointers, and then they throw you at the object.
Yeah.
They do a lot of what are called Atlas stones, so big round polished stones. Those are heavy. Those are usually up and up onto a platform. Sometimes you have to run with it and then put it on a platform. Depends on how crazy your coordinator was. I really like the natural stone to shoulder. Natural stones have a little bit better. You can grip on them more. Mm-hmm. I've got a pretty short wingspan. So to get around Atlas stones is just hilarious to watch for me. I think Jeremy over at Raw Strength has a 300-pound fridge carry for my age and weight class in August. What could go wrong? I just would pick up like a whole like half a beef and take it for a walk, you know. And it's really interesting because there's a lot of the events that they do, that they do in a day that you will see people that they just DQ on them. They're just, you know, that's nice. That's cool. It's there.
Yeah.
And nobody seems to like razz anybody for that. You know, I'm sure there is when nobody's looking.
Yeah. I'm not going to destroy myself on that one.
Right. But I'm going to kill myself on that one.
Yeah. But that one
I'm going to own. Yeah. Yeah. I did get laughed at my very second competition out on the east side of the state. Well, we are kind of the east side of the state now. And I was the only one that was doing deadlift without straps. And the announcer was like, oh, we're going naked, huh? And my husband's like, no, we're not going naked. But yeah, so just learning like different equipment too. It's totally different than what we can use in powerlifting. And are you comfortable with it? Are you not comfortable with it? It's really just that like farm, how I word it, especially around us because we're in farm community. It's functional farm fitness.
Yep.
Pick up heavy stuff and go take it over there.
Move it, run with it, load it.
Yep.
Drag it.
Yep.
So. That was one of the things that kind of always interests me as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw World's Strongest Man on TV.
Yeah.
And Mariusz Pudzianowski was destroying everyone at that time.
Right.
Then it turned into Brian Shaw, and you know, and Shaw is just this monster.
Yeah.
You know, we just had his last, you know, World's Strongest Man run here.
Yeah. But is it his last?
I mean, I don't know.
Just saying, he could come back. None of us would complain.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's him, Eddie Hall, Hathor, all these guys. I think Sojourner Savickas.
Yeah.
I think they all really elevated that and got more people to pay attention. I mean, it's a very niche sport as it is. But got more people like me, random me from Kingston, New York, to watch this and be like, wow.
Yeah.
And then I find out like, oh, people that cross over into what I do for a living, Joe Ken, strength coach with the Carolina Panthers for a long time. Oh, well, he works with some of these guys. He uses some of these things to help train like his athletes.
Yep.
Oh, wow. So it kind of all translates here?
Yeah.
Because often we get labeled as powerlifting coaches.
Right. And they assume that you play with a barbell and you play with a dumbbell and that's all you do. Yep.
And it's like, well, no, we're developing strength.
Yes. Yeah. And it should be strength across the board.
Yeah. Strength is strength.
It is.
It's not football strength. It's not, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's and there's times where again we'll put it up, we'll put a video up and and talk about when Eddie Hall pulled the 500 kilo deadlift. And okay, guys, well for us we can't use straps
suit.
But look at this. Look at how he's using this technique to make it happen.
Yeah, those body mechanics are still the same. Doesn't matter if you're using straps, no straps. You might be able to be a little bit more laxed on your lift. But it's still the basic foundation is there.
And I try to use that, just like you said. I try to use that.
Yep.
Okay, you see this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pulling 500 kilos, but do we really want that rounding? Do we want
to use that
as a, okay, this is world class, but at the same time, just because he's lifting a world class weight doesn't mean that this is world class form.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely.
Trying to use that.
Yeah.
So moving along here, we only got about a half hour. We're recording this kind of at lunchtime.
In between classes and
Classes and meetings and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
And Tanya's going to stay with us here at school today and get to see a class and get to see an afternoon session. And then we got some blank slate middle school kids, some brand new kids coming up later.
Those are
right from 4 to 5. Those are the ones that I got to get up for at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But you know, we're moving through here. Mm-hmm. So we already talked about your training and that you're training and you're a strongman competitor. Do they call it strongwoman or do we just go strongman?
Just go strongman.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone disagrees, but that's what it is.
It's the strongman is the sport.
Is the sport. That's exactly it. And so you have strong women who compete in the strongman.
In the strongman competition.
Absolutely.
That was talking about the Arnold this year. Mm-hmm. We didn't take a full group down. This year, I took some alumni kids.
Gotcha.
And we got to see, they started early. So we got to see both, because they had the women on the same stage, which was the first time they've done that. So we got to see, like, what's her name? Rebecca Roberts from Great Britain push that Wheel of Pain.
Yeah, exactly.
I think she beat some of the guys.
Yeah. That's crazy. Donna Moore, all those ladies are just out there just banging it up, man.
Yeah. And Donna Moore, 42 years old, because still competing at a world-class level.
That's exactly it.
Master's athlete.
Yes.
That's still competing.
In a true master's form, not a fake.
Yeah.
Not a my master's form. Yeah.
Like,
they're amazing. Yep.
You know, and there was a girl sitting behind us. Nickname is Storm. African-American lady. I can't remember her name right now, but she was sitting behind us. She was an alternate.
Yes.
She didn't get in.
Uh-huh.
But it's just cool to see that. So you're competing in those things. You're running your gym. You're working with horses and doing that all over the place. So we know you're training for us. Right? And this is you know we love music.
No.
Right? today is as we record this in the world of podcasting, we're supposed to pretend like it doesn't have a date.
Okay.
But it's Cinco de Mayo today as we record this. Yesterday was May the 4th. We celebrated Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
And also with you. So today we're listening to all kinds of Hispanic music. We got Shakira going up there, yeah. Enrique Iglesias, all kinds of Ricardo Martin, Jennifer Lopez, all the, you know, and me, like, you know, my side hustle, I'm a DJ. So I love it all.
Oh man, don't ask me a Hispanic question on music. I'm lost. All
right. It's so I have my things, and for people that like I touch all these different genres, and people that are really all about that, they probably look at me like, oh, you just like the popular stuff. Well, sorry, I'm a DJ.
Yeah, right.
If somebody comes up
every weekend,
they want to hear they want to hear Jennifer Lopez. They want to hear, you know, Ricky Martin, all these different Hispanic artists. When you're talking about this type of day,
yeah.
I also know Vicente Fernandez, right? The Mexican Elvis. He passed away 2 years ago, 3 years ago now. Mm-hmm. But when you're training, we talked a little bit about before we started. Right, what kind of music is bumping in your gym over a guard dog when you guys are training?
Oh goodness! If I put on my playlist, I told you before I came out, my kids call it the bipolar playlist. It goes through everything. I grew up in strict Baptist, so I do love my worship music. My mom is a classical pianist, so we have a lot that goes on there. So mine literally ranges from like hardcore rap and hard rock to like we're now just raise our hands in worship. So it's pretty funny. So 9 times out of 10, I give the kids the option to put their playlist on because they don't want to listen to Mrs. Marsh's again. And within that, I try and keep them between the bumpers, you know, have a little bit of creativity, but maybe not that much creativity. Whew. But yeah, so that was funny because when you said pick a song for the playlist, I was like, which genre? Who do you want? Like, there's so many. There's great ones. Probably my two favorite would be Frontline by Pillar. And then we'll throw you way back to We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister, because you just have to. Only in America by Brooks and Dunn. Man, you're gonna hit that one hard. When We Stand by Nickelback. High by Creed. In Crowd from Rapture Ruckus, which you probably haven't heard before.
I have not.
I had to throw that one in there because I knew your DJ brain was going to go, who the heck is
In
that?
Crowd.
In Crowd.
I'm trying to write these down.
I got them written for you. But it's a great message. It's loud. You turn it up, bang out to it. And you can't go wrong with the Authority song by John Mellencamp.
Okay.
And if I'm in a real sassy mood, it's just Tom McDonald from top to bottom.
I know that guy.
Oh, everybody should know that guy.
I know that guy.
Everybody should know Tom McDonald. I don't know if there's some like... We can't say it too many times before we're, you know, bleeped on the internet.
We just can't play it.
So we can't play it.
We can't play it.
Oh, guys, go look it up. You won't regret it.
Yeah. It's I know that. I know that guy. I know Tom McDonald for sure. Yep. A few of those other ones I know. You know, hey, of Living the Creed.
Yeah.
Creed, Nickelback. You know, and that was like for me, like Creed, Nickelback came to height. Mm-hmm. I was in middle school.
Yeah.
And I can remember.
Yep.
I had the Creed, what was it? My Sacrifice album.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I had Nickelback, what was it? Their first one? Mm-hmm. Well, I forget what the title was. I could see the cover of the album.
Yeah.
Right, but, you know, we had, you know, what was that big song? That one, their first one. Now we made it as a wise man.
You don't want me to say
couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired living like a blind man. Everybody just shut it off. Shut this podcast off now.
Yeah, they did. They were like, oh, good Lord. Can't do it.
Oh, I should have did the sponsor drop before I started
probably
singing.
Might want to do it now.
Well.
And segue. It's a good segue right there.
So... I'm going to add one song to our playlist, and you can find our playlist on Spotify. Just take a look at the show notes, the Iron Dread Weight Room Song of the Week. In the past, I would play a little clip of it at the end, and I'll see what the Federales allow me to do.
That's exactly it.
But definitely link into the playlist. So if you had to pick one of those, what's your one to add to the list?
Are any of those on your list already?
I don't think any of those are.
Then we're going to have to go Frontline.
Okay. Frontline, and what was the band again?
Pillar by Pillar.
Frontline by Pillar. We'll add that. That'll be our Iron Dread Weight Room Song of the Week this week, chosen by our special guest, Miss Tanya Marsh.
And if you don't like it, I don't live here. Too bad.
We average about 60 listeners a week.
Oh, then I've only damaged 60 people. That's fine.
Yeah. And we'll get more. We're going to get the whole town of Marcellus ready to go here. Right. No. Right. Yeah. Well, we're gonna get them too. All right. All those surrounding areas.
All of those areas.
We're gonna get. Oh. So we'll add that one, and of course that Iron Dread Weight Room Song of the Week is sponsored by Crank It Up DJ Service and Line Dance Instruction. Visit crankitupdjdancing.com for all information if you need to book Crank It Up DJ Service and Line Dance Instruction. You might recognize the guy that answers your email when you send that. All right, so we got our weight room song of the week in. Mm-hmm. You said that you got a strongman competition mm-hmm. coming up. Anything yep. else exciting coming up for you in the future, either personally or professionally?
Personally, not so much. My kids are up and running adults in the world, so that's always fun, both contributing in society. One's going to college, one's doing online college. I guess personally, I don't know if I can say it yet. Like, we're helping out Western Michigan University, building up a powerlifting team for them. We really just have to beat Davenport, which is where my son goes to college. Mm-hmm. So as long as Western beats them, like, I think it's fair. and we literally have just had one meeting and got to kind of meet some of the core group of kids before they whoosh, for the summer. And it'll be interesting. It's going to stretch me for sure. I've programmed for a high school team, but never for a college team, which is why I asked you to help out on that. There's just some things that are just kind of stretching me a little bit more professionally than I thought would this soon, I guess. I've had some exciting things in our own gym. I had a lady come to me for pre-surgery prep, which was super fun, especially because she's a PT herself. So that was a huge compliment. I've really enjoyed that. My kids are growing stronger, which I really like. My son, when he's home, he usually doesn't like to work out at mommy's gym. Yeah, it's just weird. Yeah, so he still goes to the school weight room. Yeah. But my daughter's still lifting. She lifted all through high school, has a state record here in Michigan. And she's gotten back into it, and it's kind of been fun to watch her refine that passion of lifting on her own, where really by her senior year, she was pretty burnt out from the whole lifting expectation of she's going to win. And she did decide her senior year she really did not like the color red. She really likes the color blue. and it took her own time. Now that she's 21, she's back at it and hammering down. And it's been fun to watch her do her own thing, her own life. Travis, you know, going up to college and wrestling for Davenport, learning that, oh shoot, what mom said about being in the weight room and training, oh man, you actually do have to do that. And so he's done great, getting up in the morning, running his miles before they even have practice, and then they do their lifting practice and they have wrestling practice in the afternoon, and just watching him kind of bring up that own self-awareness, self-accountability on his own when mom and dad aren't like, hey, you know what, you're not lifting today, because he doesn't have to, we're not there, he can do whatever he wants. And so that's pretty cool. My husband's job's slowing down a little bit, which is not actually a bad thing. So he's hoping to get back into his triathlon stuff.
There you go.
So we're in a nice role right now. So
everybody's hustling. Everybody's hustling. Everybody's getting after it. Everybody's got something going on.
Everybody's
active and busy.
Yeah, busy.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, for me, like we have our daughter's getting ready to be one.
Yeah.
So I look at it like, can I be enough of an influence to get her to go to those positive, well, things that I know are positive?
Yeah.
Strength training, mm-hmm. right? Being accountable, yep. doing things the right yep. way. Can I be enough of that influence without being that overbearing influence that pushes them the wrong way?
Absolutely. Yep. And it's there, and you know, it's hard. I think it's 120% until they're pretty much seniors in high school. I mean, it's all in. It's literally, you're being at every game. I know everybody, even from a super small school, are like, man, you guys are at every game Travis plays. You guys, you know, or if I had to work late, Tim would make sure he was there. When Katie was doing soccer and he was playing football, you know, divide and conquer type thing. And why do you guys do that? It's important. You know, you get a short time. You get such a short time. And just feed into them, you know, as much as, you know, you and your wife, you know, that needs to be priority number one. Baby is number two. Most people don't like that, but baby is number two. Because if you're not pouring into each other, what does that teach her? You know, and her, him. Her, him, baby.
Her.
Yeah. What does that teach her? You know, and we don't want our kids to grow up going thinking they're number one in the world. because you're not.
No.
You know, we've always told our kids, even though they've been amazing athletes in their own right, there's always someone bigger, stronger, faster. You just haven't met them yet.
Yep. There's always going to be somebody that you have to keep working, working to beat.
Yep. Yep.
Sure. So we're getting kind of close on our time. I don't really want to cut it short. We could go for another half hour, for sure. And maybe we can do another one of these.
Yep.
We'll talk more, get some more ideas, anything that you'd like to bring back to the show. Cause we can do them here in studio and I like to do them here in studio, but we also have the ability to do them via Zoom or one of those things. So we talked earlier, I want to do these speed set questions real fast.
Okay.
All right, but we got to go fast because we got to teach a class here soon. All right, speed set questions, quick, fast answers. Then we're gonna get your social media pages, and then we're gonna call for this one. Go blue or go green?
Neither.
First time that comes from somebody in Michigan. Neither one.
Neither one.
No college affiliation. Mm-mm. Okay. Favorite movie.
Oh, no. It would have to be Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings?
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it.
Oh. All right. Well, there's a parent fail on your part.
I read the book.
Oh, you know what? You're there.
I use that term read loosely.
Audiobooks are great.
I might have fallen asleep. I do. Those are long investments.
They are long investments. Yes.
But I know that many people love them.
Commit.
Favorite TV show?
Oh, currently?
Mm.
That's going to have to be Barnwood Builders.
I'm not familiar with that one. But it makes sense.
We don't watch regular TV in our house, let me tell you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Number one hobby. So we know training probably is number one. Yeah. But anything you put right there next to it?
Probably canoeing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we don't do it enough, that's for sure.
One of our assistant principals.
Mm-hmm.
He is very big on canoe. He does like canoe racing.
Oh, yeah.
Like on the Asable River and all that.
Yep. We've been on it when they've done that race.
There you go. He's there. So
it makes you feel really dumb.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Mm-hmm. This is a big one for me. If you listen to any of the shows, you know this. Chicken wings. Are you ordering them? Mm-hmm. And are you dipping them in any side?
Oh, for sure. So it has to be a spicy barbecue or a very spicy buffalo. And it's going to have to go in ranch dressing, even though I'm lactose intolerant. I'll take one for the team, man.
So spice.
Spice.
I could get down with.
Yeah.
Being a native New Yorker, the ranch.
This whole friendship just ended right here over wings.
I've done worse.
Superficial.
I've ended friendships over worse.
Over a diet Coke.
Yeah. Favorite exercise to train?
Triceps.
Triceps? Any tricep movement in particular?
Oh, press down, throwaways, kickbacks, pull.
Anything. Developing functionality and elbow extension.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite sport to play?
To play?
Mm-hmm.
Probably volleyball.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like to tell our kids, get strong enough so you can hit the ball so hard it leaves a mark in somebody's face. sport to watch?
Any sport my kids are in.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Wrestling, soccer,
wrestling,
baseball.
Soccer. Lifting.
All lifting, all of the above. Favorite food?
Steak.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Any cut in particular?
Ribeye.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
As medium rare as you can get without it telling you its name.
There you go. There you go. My father-in-law will ask me to kill the cow a second time, and it's just very hard.
No, that's not right. That's not right. One death and done.
Last one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we kind of already talked about music.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had to pick one genre to train to, what are you training to?
This is all I have to do for the rest of my life. Mm. 70s and 80s rock. And if you had to dial that in, let's go 80s.
80s was a good time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't come around to the end of it, but I've gone back and done the research. All right. So if people want to look you up, follow you on social media, what's your handles?
Yep. It's Guard Dog Barbell on Facebook and Instagram. And that is it. I don't do the kid things. If you want to snap, you're going to have to be snapping somebody else.
Yeah. No Snapchat here either. I created a Snapchat once for a strength program and then just deleted it instantly. Okay, yeah, so we can follow Tanya at Guard Dog Barbell if you want to keep up with what she's doing in the Martellus powerlifting team. Mm-hmm. Again, shorter episode today, I appreciate you coming in. Appreciate you being here. We'll have to do this again when we have more time time to talk.
I appreciate the invite.
Yes, ma'am.
Enjoyed being here at Dexter High School.
Hey, we gotta go get to work again. All right, we're out.
Perfect.
Next time.
Thanks for listening to the Iron Dread Podcast. Please note that all views and opinions expressed in this podcast are the sole views of the individuals stating the opinions and not the views of the Dexter Community Schools.
Hey everyone, this is Gina Hensley, Michigan State Chair of USA Powerlifting and owner of Gaioso Powerlifting. You are listening to the Iron Dread Podcast.